The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
It is sad but true. If you haven't heard yet, John Travolta's beautiful wife, Kelly Preston.
Oh, no. This bed is lumpy.
And a part of my life, a big time part of my life through a good portion of my first VCR.
All our lives, John.
Yeah.
If you're a man our age.
I agree. Movie Mischief. I remember.
You know.
The movie Mischief. Full Bush.
That movie was filmed in parts of it, I believe, in Athens, Ohio.
That's right.
When I was in school, they did a call for, they asked for people to be in it. And a couple of guys in my fraternity were extras.
Oh, they're in the background of Mischief, but not in the scenes that counted.
Nope.
Not in that bedroom scene. There were no extras in that except for my extra fingers. Man, oh, man. Beautiful. But, yeah, surprisingly, passed away, Kelly Preston. Just stunning.
Would you have done something like that, Brady? Been a part of, let's say, like a Red Shoe Diaries extra or something like that?
As when you were an actor? Would you have done soft porn?
Yeah, it's in the background.
I don't know if I could do it or not.
Not necessarily the porn. Yeah.
Not performing.
But they
wouldn't ask the extra
to
perform.
Oh, yeah.
What if Zalman King said, you're exactly the roly-poly type of best friend we're looking for, and you played the best friend of the lead character in Zalman King's Red Shoe Diaries, and then you're like, Mom, Dad, I got a role.
Which is just all about sex.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's all that show
is all about sex.
Like, would I've been in a... Would that in a porn in general?
Not a porn.
Whether it's softcore or...
Right. No, we're saying softcore. We know you're not going to tell your parents you were in a pornographic film.
Yeah. But Red Shoe Diaries is
close. I don't think so.
You would have turned it
down? No, only because... I don't know. My thought on that is if you're in that, then it doesn't really look real good on the resume in the past, what you'd heard. That someone... You haven't seen too many people... parlay their experience in porn into the mainstream. Not saying that's right, but that seems to be the trend in Hollywood.
Well, I mean, Red Shoe Diaries, it's not actually.
Red Shoe Diaries had quite a lot of people pop out. Yeah. We're watching Kelly Preston.
There were regular actors.
I'd have to know. I probably wouldn't have a problem on the extra side of it. It's just you're getting work.
There's Kelly Preston's breasts for the first time exposed in Mischief. Doug McKeon from On Golden Pond. Oh, do yourself a favor and watch this scene from the movie Mischief.
Good butt.
Everything about her is perfect. Oh.
How does somebody like that die?
Yeah. There's no God. How can you believe a God would make those sick?
And that's what she dies from?
Yeah, come on. These perfect things have diseases. Really? Thanks a lot. Whatever Lord you believe in. Oh, my God. She's an angel. She was an angel. The perfect human specimen. Just beautiful. Ah. And so's Doug McKeon, now that I'm seeing him again for the first time in a while. Nice job, kid. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Highly recommend you just do takeout right now. I'm not going to tell you to go running all over. But if you're thinking about lunch, they got you covered. $8, $9, and $10 lunch selections. You can get it from 11 to 3, Monday through Friday, right there. They'll see you at Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National French Fry Day.
Oh, hi.
That's something I can get behind.
Yeah, I like that one.
Couple of baseless fun facts. Roller skates were invented in Belgium.
Hold on. If it's baseless, patented. Is it a fact?
It's a fact. It's a baseless fun fact. Yes. Yes. It's from Brady's
You were
mind.
With us last week.
That's right. Yeah.
Toledo.
Did you follow along last week? Now he's questioning. He got a haircut, so he's a little lighter.
Oh, gotcha. So roller skates were invented in Belgium and patented in 1760.
Yikes. That had to be a rough week in Belgium. Those cobblestone streets. And
oh,
those horrible first edition roller skates.
Ooh, a lot of scraped knees.
A lot of broken skulls. Those people were dying.
There's nothing funnier, though, than giving your kid, she wants roller skates. All right, here you go. Let's go on out to the street and try it.
Oh,
my God.
Looks
fear.
And seems easy.
Go ahead. You can do this. Never pulled those skates out again.
No. I was allowed one roller skate when I was like five. My sister had them. Yeah, my mom's like,
you're sharing them?
No. I was allowed
to. So you had a way to stop?
You were a poor black child?
No. We had two, but I was only allowed to wear one. Because my mom knew, you're just going to break your head wide open. Because my sister and her friends were all doing it. So there I am, 4 or 5 years old, like, I want in on this. Like, all right. So they had them, but I was just allowed to, like, kind of skateboard on it. Kept me safe. It was the smart thing to do. I even fell down with one of them every once in a while. You just left that non-skate foot up and just...
You learned your balance pretty good on that.
Yeah, I guess. I learned that I didn't like falling down and roller skating might not be for me. I learned that real fast.
A city called Whitehorse in the Yukon in Canada has the least air population of any city in the world.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I'm
air pollution.
Confused.
Sorry.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah.
Air population.
You know, those cities with the floating folks.
I'm like, wait a minute. Something to do. Air pollution.
Hey, buddy.
It's very clean.
We're number one in Canada for floating.
They're ascending.
Right here in Calgary, we got like 400,000 of our residents are airborne.
Check this out.
Right? We're up
here.
The
rapture is upon us.
That's our houses are up here, eh? We're floating. We're ascending, but only to like 12 to 15 feet above you. You know, I heard up in the Yukon, they've got a whole city where no one floats, right?
They wear the most Air Jordans of any city in the United States.
So it was air pollution.
Air pollution, yeah. Every single year.
Remember last week, Brady? You got on Toledo for this. When we told you that COVID makes brain problems?
Yes.
Yeah. Brain damage. Here we go.
Pollution and population.
Every single year has at least one Friday the 13th, and about 11% of the years have three of them. 2026 is one of those triple years. Our current year has two. We already had one in March, and the next one's in November.
It'll be almost the exact time you weren't allowed out of the house. From middle
right
of March
that spread. How
till
about that?
Middle of November.
2020 has already been immortalized. Probably a year that no one will forget for a while. But they're putting historians are putting up against other years. Which is the worst year in history? The year 1349 saw the Black Death, killed half the population of Europe. 1520, smallpox ravaged the Americas, killed between 60% and 90% of the continent's original inhabitants. And then 1918 was the Spanish flu. Over 50 million people died.
See, they're not picking years.
The rise of Hitler in 1933 often claimed to be the turning point in modern history. But the those weren't the years. So historians say the unanimous winner is 536 A.D.
Sure. I remember that.
The year began with a dense fog. And it stretched across the world, which plunged Europe and the Middle East and parts of Asia into darkness 24 hours a day for nearly 2 years.
I don't buy it.
What happened is crops died. Famine was rampant. 536 AD seemed to be the only prelude to further misery because what had happened was a volcano went off in Iceland. And that basically fogged the entire earth, or a big part of it.
It ashed them.
Yep.
Yeah. For how many years?
2 years of darkness.
And they didn't know in 536 that a volcano had gone off, so they just thought God shut the sun off.
See, we think we
so
have
so that
a bad
was 536 to 538. And then in 541 AD, an outbreak of the bubonic plague further led to the death of nearly 100 million people. Almost half of the Byzantine Empire.
This is bad, but it's really, we're doing all right. There's plenty of food. You know, your arms and legs aren't rotting off. There's a lot of bad with this one.
No, John, they're making us wear masks.
I know.
They're taking away our freedom.
Eric, I am so aware of that. That it is comparable.
I have to wear a mask when I go into the Target.
The fact that any pussy has decided to do a study is, where does 2020 rank, say, against, I don't know, bubonic plague, when they had no idea what germs were? And they didn't have a Target to go shopping with. Pretty much we're good. We're on the high end of how great this particular pandemic is.
I've played my PlayStation 3 days in a row, John.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
New games are coming out at a much slower pace. Yeah, the fact that we're even complaining about how bad this is, it is really inconvenient and for a lot of people tragic, but nowhere near. And now if it goes on for 5 years, then we're going to see some comparisons. But right now, yeah, like Eric said, the Chick-fil-A line was 20 cars long the other day. We're doing all right. You got to remember, not everything is a downer. Quit sucking the lemons and occasionally look around and go, this could be worse.
I got all my groceries delivered yesterday.
Oh, my God. Well, I had 2 days in a row. I had gone
to the store.
Rito's Mexican food delivered to the house to the point where my phone actually started to suggest, want some more Rito's?
It knows you.
At 5:30 yesterday, it's like, say, last couple days, we've hit that Rito's pretty hard. Want me to fire that order off again? So I don't even have to actually make the order. All I had to do was click yes. My phone was good. I'll just do it again. You did a double up because it was so good the first time, doubled it out. Can't do that 3 days in a row. But yeah, it's pretty conveniently bad right now. I'm like, oh no, poor you. Yeah, we got gas, we got transportation. People are still having fun. I'm watching it all over the place. It's not so bad now. Some people are having a tough go, but as far as society goes, this is as easy a pandemic as we're gonna get. Put your mask on.
On Friday night, a pizza shop owner in Greenwood, Delaware, was closing up when a guy walked in, pulled out a machete, and demanded some cash. The owner fought back with the only weapon he had nearby.
His wit.
He threw a pizza at the robber.
Oh.
It worked. For some reason, the guy with the machete was scared off by the flying pizza and took off.
Did he do the Homer Simpson?
Yeah.
He knows that guy's crazy.
Yeah.
Who would waste a pizza like
right. that? It was a Brady, and who robs a pizza place other than a guy who loves pizza too much?
I got a machete I'm not afraid of using. I hand over the pie dough.
I wouldn't be asking for cash.
You want my money?
No, I said hand over the dough. I mean it. Give me a couple of pies.
He throw a hot pie in his face, and he'll be so upset that we waste an entire pizza pie. He'll start eating it.
There are people in Italy starving for this stuff.
He's down. Kick him.
This is kind of cool.
Brady, have you ever would you ever thwart a robber with your food? The fact you even thought about that. He's threatening the owners?
Probably not.
Full pie? You even got one of them pies with your sauce on it?
No way. You can have my money.
Don't take my pizza.
You can probably do some damage with a turkey leg.
Oh, you could a whole turkey, like a game hen, if you chucked a game hen and were accurate with it? But where's that pizza? Statutory Brothers? Where do you go? What's the one that's got your name on it?
Casanova.
That's right. The Casanova Brothers. Ah, Brady, you don't throw that pie. We're running low on a Brady sauce. And now that Brady sauce is kind of going to be defunct.
Yeah.
This is the last Brady sauce pie we could ever make. We make it with the last. We have scraped it out with a butter knife. We get all of the sauce that we could get out of the bottle onto the Statutory Brothers pie. Brady, eat the pie. And then a guy comes in and tries to rob the place. Do you throw the last Brady sauce pie to save lives?
Oh, man.
Yeah, if it's saving lives, for sure.
Wait a minute. The sauce is ending?
Yeah, just got to get rid of that, too.
COVID has not been good on the sauce biz. Yeah,
it's a waste of time trying to throw that around.
I had to lay one guy off.
and then your whole company was done. Yeah, the one employee had to have it.
I got to talk to you about something.
Were you looking him in the eyes, or was it like your Instagram videos where you're kind of just off to
the side? It was like the Instagram. I couldn't look him in the eyes.
I guess the guy with COVID shouldn't be bottling sauce at his house.
That's true.
I know I'm not allowed to touch it, but each bottle has a little taste of Brady.
Oh, God. It's got flavors of death in it.
Why is it spreading so much? Oh, my God. It's the Brady.
Each of the goddamn sauce.
We're here
at the Statutory Brothers of Pizza have decided no more of the Brady's death sauce. He's a madman.
The sauce lives.
A newly discovered comet is streaking past Earth, providing a stunning nighttime show.
Cool.
They've saw it originally buzzing from the sun, and it'll be in Mercury's orbit. It was in Mercury's orbit about a week ago. So for the next 2 weeks, we'll be able to see it from Earth. They said it's got a long tail. They call the they used NASA's NEOWISE infrared space telescope that discovered the
Jeez, looking at pictures of it. It looks close.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah. I like our boy Bob Bacon up there in the...
Yeah. From Bob and
he
Doug.
He took a picture of... Yeah. From Bob and Doug. He took a picture of it late Thursday showing Central Asia in the background. It was amazing.
You know what I like that has to be included in those stories? We can see it from Earth.
Yeah.
Where else are we going to see it?
Well, that it's close enough that you can see.
No, but I'm just
sometimes
saying,
there's comets that go by all the time that you can't see from.
Well, then,
even the International Space Station.
But then where can we see it from?
We can see it. They're saying we can't see it, I think, with our just the naked eye.
Brady,
we need
all
binoculars.
Comets are seen by humans from Earth.
I don't know, Brady. I can
look at that. That's pretty.
That's neat. Comets cool are cool. I like meteor showers and comets and all that stuff, but that's probably one of them dressed up shots from, you know, one of the space places.
Now we can go outside when it's like 95 degrees at night and check out the
102 last night at 10 o'clock. I took my outdoor
102 at 10
outdoor temperature thing and started to measure the air out. I was like 102.
That's madness.
Miserable.
Screw that.
Yeah, all comets that we see are from Earth, no matter if it's naked eye or not.
That's like my saying of all movies.
All movies are in
fiction.
Space, right? The comet can be seen from Earth. Well, I don't have any other options.
See, you're coming along
with
me, John.
I always bought that. Once you said that, I'm like, that's the stupidest smart thing I've ever heard in my life. All movies are science fiction because they're all set in space. There's no denying that. They should call them atmospheric sci-fi.
I'll end it with an extensive Wild Wild World stories and radio video.
The comet, only seen from Mars. Well, what the hell is the point? Why are you telling me? Well, you can't see it unless you're going to Mars. You're going to Mars. Nobody's going to Mars.
Maybe there's a guy up there. We don't know
about. How many comets are out there I can't see? If you reported on all of them, that's all you'd be doing.
Well, for the sake of clarity, we needed
to just let you know, in case you had some intergalactic travel you'd been planning, that you can only see it from Earth. Yeah, that's where all of us can see the comets from. Hate to break it to you. That's pretty much our only choice. Sorry, Brady. I get a little upset about extra things like that. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson just falling back into a pool going, screw this. They're all stupid. Go ahead.
Got the Wild World.
Didn't hear you say that part. I was taking a sip.
John was too pissed off.
I was too pissed off about that. The comet can only be seen from Earth. Of course, Camelback Mountain, which can only be seen from Phoenix.
And that bike ride might have got to you. You're getting
I'm just tired of everybody. Everybody, because it's everybody's attempt to sound so smart. It's like, you know what you just said was really dumb, right?
John's fired
up. Hello, my friends.
The comet you can see from Earth is, who else is looking at it? Well, just us Earthlings.
I'm Brady Bogan, and this is the Wild Wild World.
Yeah.
This 54-year-old guy who lives just outside of Aspen, Colorado.
Comet.
Was attacked by a bear on Friday.
Oh.
The bear managed to open the door to the guy's house, barge inside, and then swipe at the guy's face and neck.
Thumbs.
Get out of that refrigerator.
Thumbs.
The man needed emergency surgery for severe face and neck injuries.
I'd throw food at that bear.
Yeah.
Wildlife officials caught and euthanized the bear.
Why?
And said there's nothing this guy did.
He's opening doors,
that made
John.
The bear break into the house to attack him.
Yeah, he's hungry.
So the bear did it all on his own.
Wait, that was an official attack. Determination?
So wait, yep. There's an investigation that goes with that going, well, the guy did kind of ask for it. And that's what saves the bear?
If he's leaving a trail of food to have the bear come up the steps and into the house, that's one thing. But they're saying the bear did this unprovoked.
So if you Hansel and Gretel a bear into your house and it hurts you, the bear doesn't get euthanized. But if it just does it
maybe.
Its own wild animal volition, then we have to kill it because...
We're assholes.
Isn't the answer the same? It has a taste for humans? Either way? Because we think we're so delicious.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it really would have mattered. They probably put the bear down regardless.
John, we want all our bears docile.
Yeah, we
they
want them
to shut up and chill out.
Look, we have laws on the books saying that breaking and entering is bad. If you're going to come in and start swiping me with your giant bear claws...
That's the difference. See, there's plenty of bears that break into the house, take the food, and take off.
And the only bears I've ever heard of that break into the house just want a nice, comfortable bed. There's three to choose from, and usually they take the middle.
We have to teach them a lesson. Maybe we should give them an electric chair.
Were the Goldilocks bears euthanized afterwards after wanting that comfortable middle
anybody.
Bed? Well, they hurt. You don't know that they might have killed on their way.
They were a little upset at the cook.
They were eating porridge.
Yeah.
That's not a bear diet. Yeah, that is. I've never understood it. The guy lives with bears in the woods, and a bear shows up and opens his door. He should have been smart and had round handles rather than lever, because then you could just bat at it and it opens. He was cooking something, wasn't he?
He might have been.
The sweet smell was leaving.
They're having a problem in Botswana with elephants basically killing the crops. They're walking all over the crops and just
get rid of them.
Off, so yeah. They're scaring them now. Yeah. They've used one thing that's been really effective.
Mice.
Disco lights. Mm. When they play the Saturday Night Fever and hit the disco ball, scares the elephants. It's working.
It's an ultravolt today.
Good. They don't need to put them down.
Right. That would be wrong.
Well, you can tell by the way I use them.
They are leaving.
Even they know disco
they
sucks.
They hate disco. We will eat. You know you live in a cruddy part of the world. A, elephants stomp your only food source. B, the only records you've got to fight back with are you know, ring my bell.
Exactly. I need a ward.
Man,
just
oh,
scares
man.
Elephants, man.
It's just a miserable existence.
I'm putting this under the wild world because doctors in Tokyo just removed a almost 2-inch long worm out of a woman's tonsils because she ate some sushi.
Oh,
sashimi.
Let's go to the video.
They
yeah,
should
video
have.
On that one.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Just says they pull a 1.5-inch worm from the woman's tonsils.
Oh, look out! Look out! Look out! It's catchy, and they're leaving.
Oh, look at him! Look at him storm off!
Yes. Stampede!
Yeah, elephants. And the next one, they all start line dancing,
yeah,
which is amazing. After a while,
they came back in polyester suits.
Yeah.
Why didn't we just try that with the bear?
Yeah. Why can't you play a little? What if he
likes
it?
Well, the guy wasn't prepared for it.
Right.
Yeah. Blast some disco.
Who isn't prepared for that?
That's his fault then.
How hard is it to go, Siri, play the Bee Gees?
Bear goes a-running.
Play the Bee Gees. Watch how fast I can get this bear out of my house.
And we'll end it with a wild
world. Oh, except for it now. She heard that, too. So it says, play the Bee Gees. Watch how fast I can get this bear out of my house. And yet, Siri delivers. Got some Bee Gees rolling. I don't know, not the good one, though. Siri, you picked a bad one.
What was that?
Flesh and Blood from their album One.
What?
Play old Bee Gees, Siri. Don't get modern.
Is Brady,
no.
Brady in charge of Siri
God
now? What the
sakes.
Hell?
Siri.
B-side?
Play Saturday Night Fever. There we go. Look how quick it is.
See that bear? That bear just swiped your head and neck.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're dead.
No, yeah. Now she's making me rent
you can't depend on Siri.
Oh, she thinks movie. Oh, for Christ's sake. Oh. They're not going to run from anything off.
Jive talking.
They're not going to run from anything off of the number ones. Yeah, there you go. Play Jive talking. See how fast. Siri, play Jive talking. She got to it pretty quick there. Whew, man, I'd have died 3 times.
You know, we all disappointing. Love Alexa and Siri, yeah. But we've all been so pissed off at
them. Man.
Oh, she's
screwing
constantly. At least once a day.
Alexa!
Yeah.
Not that, you bitch!
Yeah.
God. I'm tired of saying you don't have a neck.
Well, the worst one the other day, I said, call mom. And Megan's in the car with me. Calling girl you had sex with in 1994. No, Siri, why?
You have her number?
No, but Siri's finding it. Call whore you think about when you masturbate. That's not true. How did you know that?
Damn you, Siri.
Call August Ames. She's dead.
And she's not even in my contacts.
I'll find her.
So we'll end it with a wild world radio video.
Okay.
This happened at Disney World in Florida. It's open again.
Yeah.
And it's one of the first parades. And the horse that was carrying Princess Merida from Brave got a balloon wrapped around one of its legs and it freaks out.
Did Brave die? Can we finally get rid of that one?
No, Merida was brave. She rode the horse pretty long and then she was able to jump off.
Can I be culturally upset by Brave? That movie was so bad that I'd rather Disney ignored it ever happened, like Song of the South. That one's just terrible. I hated that one. I watched about, and normally I like most all Disney movies. That one's about 10 minutes in, and I'm like, ugh.
Ooh, that's a good-looking Merida.
Ooh, yeah. Just good hair. We don't know what her face is like. Did anyone die?
She's strong, too. Yeah, 3 kids were taken out by that.
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
Tough reopen. No one's there.
That's a good thing.
Man, what a time to go, though.
I'm not sure if that family.
And who threw the balloon at the kid?
I know.
All right, I take it back about the good Merida.
She's got great hair.
Oh,
man, they like threw it at the horse's leg.
I don't know why. Yeah, somehow it got wrapped around. You can see why it's freaking out.
Yeah. Well, they calmed it down pretty good.
Oh, way to go, you stupid family.
Now, what in the hell was that?
That's throwing your balloon at the horse.
What a little dick.
What are you thinking if you're the guy that released that balloon onto that horse?
It looked like the guy threw it directly at the horse's leg.
Here, take this balloon.
Now you got to.
What did you throw it for? She says to her sister.
Yeah, somebody.
Idiot.
They need to kick them out of Disney World.
You know who's most upset? Dad, who spent $28 on that stupid balloon that's now attached to that half of Clydesdale. They calmed her down. That horse is all right.
You should know what to do. You go out there, you grab the leg of the Clydesdale.
Right. You get the back leg of the horse.
Get your balloon.
You wrestle it away.
It's easy.
Any cowboy will tell you the best place to stand is right behind the horse.
Then you smack its butt when you're done.
Yep, especially when there's a problem with its feet. Wow. Well, there you go. Disney World.
Yeah, if you look at all the photos, it was pretty empty.
Yeah.
So you could get on rides fast, but.
Hear,
I don't know.
The WNBA has that their bubble, impenetrable bubble, that the only players are allowed in it. This Instagram model says, I was invited to it.
Oh, they're bringing in Squish for the WNBA?
Oh, jeez.
Wait, the WNBA is the first one to bring in ass?
It's the NBA. The NBA players have this. It's ultra-protected bubble.
Yeah, they call it the bubble because, they're only allowed to fish and golf on their off day.
And she's claiming, that's why I got invited. She turned it down.
That's where that one player said he doesn't trust the other players.
I told that story back in April when my friend was sitting in with the Indian tribe when they were talking about baseball, all doing their games here. And Major League Baseball's representative asked the tribe member, what are you going to do when our players start bringing girls into the hotel? It's like, what do you mean, what are we going to do? We know it's going to happen. What's your form of defense? How are you going to keep it so your $15 an hour guy at the door doesn't take $1,000 to let some girl sneak into Mike Trout's room? Is that our responsibility? It's going to be. It's going to be your liabilities. That's why they were like, well, forget it then. We're not going to house all of Major League Baseball and have COVID side squish come rolling in and then get sued for it because we were the problem. Well, our players will pay your employees to let these girls in back entrances. It's like, well, then forget it.
Yeah.
There's no punishment. Oh, we'll punish it if we find it, but if not, well, never mind then. Because that was that's going to happen. They're 24-year-old millionaires. Of course they're going to start. Instagram models want to be around you? I'm going to make that move.
There's also whether or not it is legit or the girl's doing this to get more attention.
Either way. It's pretty legit.
It's a combo.
Yeah, it's pretty legit. The bubble. The WNBA bubble is hilarious because they basically put them up in a dilapidated Motel 6. Your product's terrible.
Nobody wants to go to that. Here's what
you've earned. And now they're saying that they don't have we're not equal. We're not being treated the same as the NBA. Yep. And that's it. The answer is yep. How come? Because you're terrible. You're an awful product. I think the D-League guys.
Your budget bubble looks like this.
Yeah. The fact you're even allowing yourselves a 3-week season like it's necessary. You should have been canceled. Just be happy you got a court. Next game's ours, by the way. There you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
This is bad, 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 bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?